The next drink you're going to show us is Category 5, perfect hurricane season name.
Your worst nightmare, but your best libation.
I'm Robin Sessingham, and this is The Zest. Citrus, seafood, Spanish flavor, and southern charm, we're all about food in Florida. The Atlantic hurricane season is upon us. Let's survive it with some storm-related cocktails. Support for the Zest podcast comes from Seitenbacher brand natural foods like muesli cereals, oils, oatmeal, energy bars, gluten-free fruit gummies for the kids, organic coffee, and more. Available in supermarkets, health food stores, or online at Seitenbacher.com. There's an official-looking decal on the fridge at work. It says, Hurricane Evacuation Plan. Grab beer, run like hell. It's true. Before a hurricane hits, people do tend to stock up on alcohol. Also, strawberry Pop-Tarts, according to Walmart. So this hurricane season, while we're out picking up batteries and bottled water, let's plan ahead and gather supplies for some festive-feeling, stress-reducing, storm-themed cocktails. For recipes, I spoke to Jeannie Weaver, owner and chief mixologist at Revival, a craft cocktail bar in downtown Lakeland. Jeannie, what do you think's a fun storm-related cocktail?
Dark and stormy.
Dark and stormy. I love a dark and stormy. Okay, what? Tell me how to make that.
It's three ingredients. All you need, it's a classic highball in the tiki culture. Lime juice, Gosling's ginger beer, and Gosling's black rum. You start by grabbing a highball glass. Mm-hmm. Highball glasses are usually used for 2 to 3 ingredients. So for this one,
it's important that it's dark rum, right? We don't use a light rum in a dark and stormy,
no.
Right?
No. A light rum doesn't have a lot of flavors, and it lets the tropical or whatever you're using as a mixer really accentuate the rum, but there's not a lot of flavor to it. It's not like vodka because you're making it with something that's sugar-based, but it doesn't have a ton of flavor, where the black rum has more flavor left over from like whatever sugar source they use it from.
Okay, so more of a kind of a molasses flavor,
yeah.
Maybe? Something like that.
You grab Gosling's Black Bermuda rum. It has to be Gosling's. It originated in Bermuda, so you have to use that one, and people know the difference. You can try to get by with some Jamaican, like overproof rum or something like that, and they'll notice it. So you're going to use the Gosling's, 2 ounces. Pour it in there. You're going to use a 1/2 ounce of lime juice. Typically, I recommend juicing your own limes, but if you're in a hurricane, you may not want to.
That's right. So juicing your own lime is
preferred, but you can buy the...
So you can keep... Lime juice might be a good thing just to keep in the fridge, to
yes.
have in the pantry.
I always keep it at my house, more because I feel like in tiki drinks or in anything you really want to drink during a hurricane, whether it be a margarita, whether it be anything tiki related, they all rely heavily on lime juice. And I don't really know why, but I don't think lemon juice is used. It's mainly used in like vodka and gin cocktails. You top off the drink with Gosling's ginger beer. Obviously, this is heavily marketed by Gosling's.
So it's kind of trademarked. The dark and stormy is a Gosling trademark.
It is.
Okay. So if you make dark rum and ginger beer that are of another brand, you could call it something else, but you shouldn't call it a dark and stormy.
Yes, it is one of the few drinks that I can think of that is specific to that brand.
So what about a little slice of lime or something to go on top of that? Would that be a good idea?
Absolutely.
Okay, a little garnishes,
wedge. I always feel like are kind of secondary. If the drink's strong enough, it like garnishes just accentuate what you've already done. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, it is more of a look, but for this one, I mean, extra lime juice isn't going to hurt it.
How much ginger beer did you put on there?
I just top it. Usually I'd say that's about 2 ounces.
Okay.
I do equal parts.
So
2 ounces of the Gosling's rum, 2 ounces of Gosling's ginger beer, and then 1/2 ounce of lime juice.
All right, Jeannie, I think I need to taste that. That is my favorite drink.
It is?
Yeah. Okay. Delicious. Very refreshing. I love ginger. All right, what's next, Jeannie?
Our next drink is going to be the Hurricane...
So for the Hurricane, you have a pretty curved glass. Is there a name for that glass?
That is actually the Hurricane glass.
Oh, there's a special Hurricane glass,
which is
that.
Partly where it gets its name.
Okay, so how can you describe that glass?
It's tulip-shaped, and tulip-shaped glasses, smaller versions of this one, are usually used just for cordials, but the tulip glass is, I mean, anywhere in New Orleans you go, if you see that, you know they're drinking a Hurricane.
Yeah. Is it kind of special for New Orleans?
Oh, yes. It's signature to New Orleans.
If you
go to their website for anytime you're traveling to New Orleans, if you want to see, like, what's happening, that's, like, part of their history there.
How do we make a Hurricane?
Let me get the stuff to make it.
Bar is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Did somebody local make it?
There's a guy out of Zephyr Hill. So the my fiance's dad and his one of his close friends built the bar in about a year.
It is beautiful. I mean, it's really something.
The wood's actually from Zephyr Hills. It's pecan wood that's over 100 years old. And the only reason they know that is because Jim's wife's ex-husband, it was his childhood. It was in front of his childhood home, and the tree was there before the house was built. And
who's
the house
Jim?
Jim Cross from Zephyr Hills.
That's who built it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect. We're getting a storm now, and so it's a perfect setting for our stormy cocktails. Okay, so Jeannie, quickly, what goes into, before we start the demonstration, what goes into a Hurricane in general?
2 ounces light rum, 2 ounces dark rum, 1 ounce of fresh lime juice, 1 ounce of orange juice, 1/2 ounce of passion fruit juice, 1/2 ounce of simple syrup, and 1 bar spoon of grenadine.
Oh, still kind of complicated, but we can do it. Okay, let's see. Let's see you make one.
All right.
So we've got our tulip-shaped, beautiful Hurricane glass.
Okay. So you're going to take a shaker tin, load it with ice. You're going to put 2 ounces light rum. I'm using Bacardi Standard. This is pretty boozy. I would say the fruit juice is mainly masking all the alcohol. Then you're going to add 2 ounces dark rum. We're using Plantation Dark just because it tastes so good. All right. Then you're going to put in 1 ounce of fresh lime juice.
And again, we're using the
shelf-stable bottled lime juice, just because in a hurricane, you don't need to really worry about...
We're not going
to
run out and buy limes.
No, not at all, because nowhere has power. You're going to do 1/2 ounce of passion fruit juice.
So you could either use, I guess, passion fruit juice or passion fruit
puree.
Just want a little bit of that passion fruit taste.
Yeah,
in
you
there.
Just want a little bit of taste. Then you're going to do 1 ounce of OJ. I use Natalie's fresh OJ. The one thing I like about it is you can tell it's fresh because when it's sitting on the shelf or the refrigerated shelf at Publix, it is there's a separation between the pulp from the orange juice, which tells me it's freshly juiced because that's how it looks when we juice it at the bar. And then you're going to finish it off with 1/2 ounce of simple syrup.
And simple syrup is just 1 part sugar, 1 part water.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Boil it up and make a syrup.
And then you're going to do 1 bar spoon of grenadine. Bam, bam, bam.
Okay.
To give it that nice.
I don't have a bar spoon, so what is that? A teaspoon?
Teaspoon.
Or a teaspoon. Okay.
It's a matter of how sweet you want it. So it's whatever you want to do. You're going to take it. Put your shaker tin top on it. Shake for 10 counts. I think that was 10. Load up your Hurricane glass with ice to the top.
Ice is important in these
Ice
storms.
Is important, and especially when you're filling up the glass, you want to make sure that you're not putting the glass you just shook it with that's already watered down. You want to put it on top of fresh ice because this is already chilled, so it's going to melt slower. And then you top it off. The garnish is going to be a cherry. We use the Luxardo Maraschino cherries with an orange slice. There you have it.
Oh, that looks so tropical. Look
it
at
is.
That. That is beautiful.
Let me get a straw.
Gorgeous. Well, you know what's left.
Taste test.
I don't think I've had a hurricane. When I went to New Orleans, I just stuck with my milk punch. So let me try the Hurricane.
I like milk punches.
I love a milk punch. Okay. That's punch.
Yes. Punch is usually masking the strength of the alcohol, which I think that one does a pretty efficient job.
That's a strong drink.
4 ounces of booze in that kind of cup. Yeah, I'd say it's pretty strong.
Pretty strong.
Okay. You're going to be feeling great about the hurricane and no power.
and it is, that's a big glass.
Yes.
So the next drink you want to do is, this is kind of special for your bar. You call it Florida Man.
Florida Man. I have modified it, though, to change it. So it's... you can easily make it at home with the ingredients that you've already used to make either a hurricane or a dark and stormy. A Florida Man is going to be Bacardi rum, orange juice, passion fruit juice, falernum, and lime juice.
So it's similar to a hurricane.
Similar.
How is it different?
It is different because it's not two different types of rum. You've got a little bit of fruit juice in there. It's going to be sweeter with less punch.
Okay, so this is kind of like a fun, crazy drink.
Yes,
what goes in it?
It's a fun, crazy drink, and you're utilizing ingredients you already have. So for this one, we're using a tiki drinks. We do, we've always done Tiki Thursdays, but with quarantine, people really, we amped it up and we sold tiki mixes. And so we have a slew of tiki glasses that we're now using for everything. All right, so you're going to add this into a shaker tin. Start with putting ice in the shaker tin, adding 2 ounces of Bacardi rum. You're going to do a 1/2 ounce of lime juice. You're going to do 1.5 ounces of passion fruit juice. I'm using Welch's because the brand I normally use wasn't available at Publix, which is kind of what hurricane supplies are going to be like.
Go with what you can get.
Go with what you can get.
Well, let's say you can't get passion fruit juice. Could you use grape juice? What would be a good substitute?
You could use actually one of the Tiki legends, Don the Beachcomber. He actually had a simple or like a recipe for syrup that he wouldn't even let his bartenders know about. But he had it like mislabeled and stuff. And what it ended up being was grapefruit juice with cinnamon. And that was his tiki mix. Because you'll find like one of the ingredients I'm going to use is falernum, which is cloves, lime. It's got like a real spicy like cinnamon taste to it, but it adds complexity to a cocktail that you wouldn't normally get. They have another one where it's orgeat that you'll, it looks like orgeat, but it's orgeat and it's an almond flavoring. So you'll find like weird like spice flavorings and tiki drinks that you wouldn't normally have. I added 2 ounces of orange juice. I'm going to add 3/4 ounce of falernum. Falernum you can pick up at your liquor store. If they're worth their weight, they'll have it. You're going to shake. All right. You're going to add ice to your tiki glass. Pour from your shaker tin into your tiki glass. All right. And then garnish. We always put a maraschino cherry at the end with a little tropical stirring stick.
Beautiful.
What happened?
All right. Very nice.
Take that.
I like that Florida Man. Let's see. Yeah, it's like a good punch and less alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
You could have a good time with that Florida Man.
With the Florida Man, the one thing that makes it pretty versatile is that you can sub the rum if you have, it pleases all the drinkers in your household. So if you have someone that likes vodka, you have someone that likes gin, I think it works well with anything. Tequila is my favorite. It would work well in that. I wouldn't recommend any dark colored spirits other than like maybe aged rum. That's it.
You used light rum with
light
this.
Rum, yeah. Okay. Just because it's, I mean, if you're at home and you're making all these drinks, you most likely already have a rum collection.
Okay, Jeannie, so the next drink you're going to show us is Category 5, perfect hurricane season name.
Your worst nightmare, but your best libation.
What goes in it?
It is vodka, ginger liqueur, orange juice, mango juice, lime juice, and allspice bitters.
Ooh, allspice bitters.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see how it's done.
All right, and this one, we're going to use a tiki glass as well. You're going to take your shaker tin because you're introducing a citrus ingredient, so you want to shake it. So you're going to do 2 ounces of Tito's vodka. All right. 3/4 of an ounce of ginger liqueur. We use Domaine de Canton. We have a De Kuyper's knockoff version. It's up to preference. This one is incredible, but it's also pretty expensive for a liqueur, so it's a matter of preference there.
What kind of liqueur is it?
It's a ginger liqueur. Ginger. You like ginger?
I love ginger.
It is top of the line.
Okay.
It is really, really good. And the bottle's beautiful. Sometimes I have a customer that uses it for vases.
Definitely.
So you have the vodka, the ginger liqueur. You're going to add an ounce of orange juice, an ounce and a half of mango juice, which you're probably not getting fresh, so we use Luza mango juice, which you can find at your neighborhood Publix. All right, we're going to do a half ounce of lime juice, and then 3 ounces of allspice, or not 3 ounces, 3 drops, 1, 2, 3, of allspice bitters.
3 drops mm-hmm. from okay.
Instead of using something that's going to add like spice to it, or like a cinnamon syrup or something of that nature, the allspice bitters is concentrated and a little bit goes a long way. And then you're not having to add anything sugary into it. But it also taper the ingredients that have sugar in it already. So orange juice and the mango juice, those will be less sweet because the bitters will taper off the sweetness. Kind of balance it.
Ah, so if I have a different kind of bitters, I have an Angostura bitters.
That's the classic, the OG.
Could I use that?
Absolutely. You could use that if you have that at home. The allspice is just, I think it's clove, cinnamon, black pepper. It's got, each one's different. Mm-hmm. But the Angostura will work as well.
Okay, great.
So you take your tiki glass, top it with ice, and then, since this one is a smaller glass, I did put less ice, just because I already know what my range is going to be. And then, fill to the top. I'm using an orange, lime, and cherry as a garnish. Garnishes are subjective, whatever you want to use. It's really preference.
But that's beautiful.
Perfect.
And look at that on the tiki. Listen, Jeannie, where can we get tiki cups like that?
You can order them from a place that sells, I think, in Indiana and Largo, barproducts.com. You can order them on Amazon. You can order them on webstaurant.com. It's a matter – the best ones I've found have been on barproducts.com. Like, they have unicorns, swans, like all sorts of stuff.
This seems like something necessary for hurricane season.
It makes drinking water when you have no power a lot more enjoyable when you can pretend you're subjecting yourself to this on purpose instead of, like, you can pretend you're on an island.
It's festive.
Yeah.
It's festive.
Makes you feel like you're at Tradewinds, not at your house with no power.
All right, let's give that, hand that over here. Let's give that a try.
Let me get you.
This is called the Category 5.
Category 5.
Ooh, that tastes different.
Let me try.
Really interesting. It's got a depth of flavor to it. I think the bitters really add a whole new layer.
Because if not, it would be too sweet.
Yeah.
So I feel like bitters is, you use bitters basically to, you can use it to fix a cocktail. You can use it to add a little bit of depth and complexity because now it used to be just like Angostura and Peychaud's, and there's like 4 or 5 classic Reagan's orange bitters, stuff like that. You have 4 or 5 classic bitters, and now you have so many different bitters that really, for any drink, you have lavender, you have star anise, you have allspice, you have pumpkin pie bitters. I mean, it's a matter, there's a bitters for any drink you want to make.
Beautiful. That is the Category 5 at Revival in Lakeland. Jeannie, this has been so much fun. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And good luck during hurricane season.
Yes, we'll need it. Actually, this place is very secure. During the last round of hurricanes, we were building it out, and it never lost power. I lost power for 5 days, so during a hurricane, I am coming here.
Was Jeannie Weaver, owner of Revival Cocktail Bar in Lakeland. We have recipes for all the drinks we talked about on our website, thezestpodcast.com. I'm Robin Sussingham. Dalia Colon and I produce The Zest with help from Cheyenne Jaglau.
Copyright 2020, WUSF Public Media, University of South Florida.